Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're racing through your calls that always take us in interesting directions. And then at the bottom of the hour, I will blitz through news. And then if we have time, take a few more calls before that hour ends. Coming up, Fidel Castro has come out and said that he's afraid World War III is about to start. I want to go over his comments. They're announcing in Oakland that they're no longer going to respond to most crimes. And that's happening in many other areas of the country, and also the latest on the BP oil spill. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Matt in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, yeah. In regards to this Rick Sanchez thing on CNN, you know, I find it disgusting. It's just like when Glenn Beck said we got to shoot this POW in the head, and the guy in Fox and Friends saying the U.S. should use terrorism and car bombs in Iran. You know, the woman joking about assassinating Obama on Fox, and Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity saying over and over again that terrorism exists because, you know, they hate our freedom and liberty, women's rights. Like you've pointed out over and over again, I mean, the mainstream corporate media, the ones calling for violence, not Alex Jones, not InfoWars, not the Tea Party, not the Oath Keepers, not alternative media, it's the corporate media. They're the ones always calling for violence.
They're calling. I mean, remember 4 years ago, headlines where the Bush administration leaked the report that they were going to use hundreds of, quote, mini nukes, and they called it a nuclear war that's not nuclear, to hit all the military sites in Iran, and people were cheerleading that. I mean, regardless, here's an example. Israel 3 years ago in Lebanon used tons, and I mean, calculated out tons and tons. You can pull up the exact number if you want. In fact, search engine guys, the amount of DU used in Israeli-Lebanon war. But the point is they use masses of DU munitions, and the winds tend to blow from the west to the east and from the north to the south in Israel. Those are the prevailing winds. And so that DU blew right back into Israel. You get one whiff of it, you're going to get lung cancer a year, 5 years, 10 years. I've had the former head of the Pentagon DU program on. I mean, this stuff, you get one whiff of this, you are deader than a doornail. And even if Israel wants to kill all the Lebanese Muslims, what are they doing bombing areas they're going to kill Lebanese Christians? And I'm not saying kill anybody. The point is it's killing Lebanese Jews, Christians, Arabs. It's wrong. I mean, these are weapons that are not smart at all. They're the dumbest weapons in history. And Israel now has been using it in Gaza. Well, where is Gaza? It's on the Mediterranean, right up against Egypt. Here's Israel. The jet stream blows right across major Israeli cities with the DU they used in Gaza. I mean, that's an even better example. This is lunatic land. And we get demonized for using the Culpepper, don't tread on me flag in the media. But then meanwhile, they're constantly promoting violence. That's a really good point. Anything else?
Yeah, you know, it's just, I mean, like what the UN and United States sanctions in Iraq that, you know, killed some 500,000 people, and, you know, the new war where a million people are dead. I mean, I don't know how much is enough. I mean, how many people do they want killed in these wars? The fact of the matter is that, I mean, a majority of the Americans, I mean, not that they're just in a trance, but they're just dehumanized. I mean, people don't care about free humanity. They don't care about their species at all.
Well, there's a stack of news I'm going to cover at the bottom of the hour that details that. And this is just what was in the stack today, where, again, another major government report admitting that aspartame causes women to abort their babies and have miscarriages and have low birth weights. Well, they knew that with the rhesus monkeys and the green monkeys and other monkeys that they tested it on in the 70s. I mean, they know this. That's why it's put in there. It's a cold-blooded, I've got the White House science czar saying we need to do stuff like this. I mean, these people are monsters. There's a bunch of psychopathic, control freak, chicken necks assaulting all of us with soft-kill, creepy weapons that these cowards use so red-blooded people don't know what hit them. We'll be right back.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Terra Nazir, the grim future foretold in 1984, has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
is the toll-free number. Bottom of the hour, huge news blitz, key medical news for you and your family coming up that is vital to your health and your life. Stay with us. This information is key. Kevin in Oregon, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir. Welcome.
I would like to point out the story of Eric Scott in Las Vegas. I wanted to know if you'd heard about that.
My memory doesn't serve. Tell me about it.
He was, he had a legal carry permit, and he was shot by three cops in a Costco.
No, give us his name again. I see these type of reports, unfortunately, on a weekly basis, but his name is Eric Scott.
Eric Scott with a K. E-R-I-K Scott.
Eric Scott shot in where?
In Las Vegas in a Costco. And this guy was a West Point grad. He was a Duke University master's degree grad. Well-respected, and I was thinking he's also a friend of George Knapp from Coast to Coast AM. Maybe you could get him on and talk about it, but I'll take your comments off there. Thank you, Alex.
We're writing all that down, George Knapp. I have not seen the report, but I have seen reports all the time where in Texas you'll have a 243 or a shotgun in your gun rack. You're going dove hunting or whatever, but that's not its main use. It's for self-defense. And the cops pull you over. They flip out on you. They'll find some reason to arrest you. You see the reports constantly. It's, again, almost always an old man for some reason. You just saw it last week in Colorado. But nine times out of ten, it's an old, elderly man, usually a veteran, and people break in their house or break in their property or steal in their car, and they come out and shoot somebody or shoot them in their house, and they get arrested and charged with murder. Not manslaughter, murder. I constantly see reports, mainly in New York State, Massachusetts, New Jersey, but I've seen it in Michigan. I've seen it in Texas. I mean, I've seen so many of these, it makes my head spin. I know you've seen them. Where it's almost always an old man, because old men love to tinker and they got all their tools. Let me tell you, seeing that Clint Eastwood movie, it's the name of a car, Gran Torino. I've known so many old vets that are literally just like that guy, you know, that character. That's why that movie's so popular. Everybody knows a character like that. And, you know, you're a kid and they invite you over to their garage and everything's all neat in there and they teach you how to saw and drill and, you know, and you ask them to tell you war stories and they won't. But it's almost always that type of guy that you see in Gran Torino where they'll be in their garage, their little tinker shop, and they'll be welding or they'll be sawing or they'll be doing woodwork or they'll be messing with their fly rods. And, you know, that's a wonderland when you're a little kid. I mean, I had grandpas like that. You know, you go in their work shed. In fact, my dad's dad had a work shed with his fly fishing equipment and his bass fishing equipment and woodwork and tools. And, you know, he'd take me in there and show me stuff. And it's always the same. You'll have a brainwashed, un-American, domesticated slime ball, and they'll be walking by in rural areas. It happens a lot in L.A. I saw a news report a few years ago about this, and they'll see the person's garage up, and they'll be in there cleaning a rifle. I mean, how many times did I see my grandfather out in the shed cleaning a rifle? You know, young people today buy guns, and I've watched them. They don't even clean them when they go out and shoot them. But, you know, those old vets, it was religious. You know, let's go clean the rifles, and you get in there, and they're taking them apart. One of these brainwashed yuppies or whatever they are, whatever you want to call them, these domesticated, gelded creatures who've been castrated, they see you with a gun. And I told the story. I lived in an apartment in college, and I was going to go deer hunting, and I walked out. My Mustang was parked with a hatchback right by my door. I was out there maybe 5 seconds, walked out, stuck the rifle in the back, stuck a box of shells in there, and forgot something, and came back 10 minutes later, and the police were there. And I said, and they said, have you seen a man with a gun? It matches your description. And I said, yeah, it's a deer rifle. And the cop went, somebody got scared and called. Okay. And now cops will ask for a license. This one, I guess, was a patriot. And said, okay, I just had to come. Well, have a good one. I'm going hunting this weekend, too. Literally, that's what happened. One time we got pulled over for speeding in Waco. It was me and two of my high school buddies. We were in college. There were two UT football players, Alex and the point is we were there and the cop pulled us over and there were like 15 guns in the back because we wanted to go shoot all of our guns out at my family ranch. We were driving East Texas and he looked at them and said, okay, well, have fun and hunting and shooting. But you run into the wrong cop. They're going to go ahead and I see it in the news constantly where they say the man was arrested for an arsenal. And then I'll go check that state's law and there's no law against a arsenal. And I've seen an arsenal be as many as five guns they'll call an arsenal. I've seen them call 500 rounds of ammo an arsenal. I've seen reports all over the country where now people who buy over 500 rounds get a Homeland Security visit at their house. And so the subject you bring up, I need to go back to calls, but now I'm ranting on this. The subject you bring up just brings to mind thousands of stories. I mean, every second a new one that I remember reading about or seeing pops into my mind. And now people all over the country in Nevada and Arizona and Vermont and other places where it's legal to open carry, they're starting to say, you know what, I'm tired of you intimidating Second Amendment defenders. I'm tired of you saying our guns are dirty and bad. We're going to wear these guns openly. And the media hates it because how are they going to demonize it and imply guns are illegal if we start openly carrying them and taking our right back by exercise and by precedent? And so I do see those reports where the police just completely flip out. Of course, there's the famous case. I probably told the story 50 times. This was got to be 12 years ago. And I had a carpet cleaner in my house. And I broadcast out of my house at the time. I'd already gotten syndicated. I was on about 20 stations at the time. And he was in my broadcast studio. And I didn't have children then, so my shotgun was out openly on a double rifle rack. But it was just a shotgun up there, a Winchester Defender, like a $200 at the time shotgun from I believe I bought that at Oshman's, a special I saw in the paper. And it was a pump shotgun and for defense. And the guy ran out and started calling the police on me. And, of course, the rest of that is history. But this is what goes on. And yes, indeed, here is the article. This is CBS News 8. We'll give folks a document cam shot of this. It says, Chris Castillo describes his coworker and good friend Eric Scott in glowing terms. He served his country, West Point grad, Duke master's degree, solid business guy, Castillo said. Castillo was shocked that Scott was shot and killed by Metro Police Saturday afternoon. It was very, very hard to believe. Everybody was in disbelief as to what the heck could have happened and why, Castillo said. The 38-year-old medical salesman was shopping for his girlfriend at Costco when police say trouble began. What he was doing was removing metal water bottles out of their packages or boxes. Wow, I mean, I've done that. I was buying something this weekend and kind of opened the package to look at it. I guess you don't do that, said Metro Police Captain Patrick Nevels. So I guess this veteran's dead for... It's kind of like that line from First Blood where they say it'll read on John Rambo's tombstone, killed for jaywalking, killed for loitering. He threw a few of the on the floor and put other ones within his cart. So it sounds like they're making that up. Yeah, the guy's just – so he might have set it there and then somebody got mad because one fell off or something. Who knows? So don't drop something in a store or you're dead. Police say customers complained about Scott's behavior. He allegedly argued with security, refused to obey officers when they arrived. He goes into his waistband area, puts his hands on his weapon, is going for the weapon, Captain Neville said. The officer then begins to issue verbal commands for him to get on the ground, get on the ground, get on the ground. Three officers then fired seven shots. We have over a dozen witnesses that saw the individual pull a weapon from his waistband, Captain Neville said. You know, I'd love to be able to believe that, but we just saw the cop get second-degree manslaughter. He'll serve 2 to 4 years in Oakland for putting a man in handcuffs for no reason on a platform and then shooting him in the back, and then they rough him up after they shoot him in the back, and then he died, and then they lied and they tried to grab everybody's cell phone cameras, but people, one guy was down the ramp and got some footage of it and was able to get away. Somebody else was on a train that stopped and they got it. And they said that the man had assaulted the officers and was not in handcuffs and had gone for their weapon. And, of course, he was in handcuffs on the ground. They were jumping on his head and beating him up and doing what bullies do, I guess, and then they killed him, and then it wasn't enough to kill him. They lied about him and tried to abscond and engage in conspiracy to cover up the murder, and so, I mean, who knows if this is true? How many cop car tapes have we seen where the cops plant drugs on somebody? How many cop car tapes have you seen where they beat the daylights out of somebody and then file a report that they assaulted them? I mean, how many times have we seen Austin cops shoot somebody in the back and then lie about it later? And, you know, my issue is they're hiring a bunch of politically correct cowards who are scared to death of everybody, and they're hiring a bunch of thugs who like to kill people. And we don't need that. You know, we need strong men and women who understand preserving life is everything. And if you're too scared and are trigger happy because, you know, you think somebody's trying to kill you, don't be a cop. Okay? You need to be a peace officer, a guardian, not a crazy man. Okay, let's jam in a call here before we go to break. Let's talk to Mike in Chicago. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm all right, sir.
Since you were talking about firearms, I'm going to bring it up real quick, and then I got to get to the point that I called you about. Have you ever heard of the limited life cartridge primers?
Yes, I know that the government is moving, and California proposed it a few years ago, to have the caps that ignite the powder in the cartridge, to have those fail after 5 years, I believe, was the bill I saw. Now they already have it where any gun sold in California have to be stamped with the weapon serial number, which also just basically makes most gun manufacturers not sell in California. But go ahead.
If you read the patent description online, limited life cartridge primers, it tells you that the reason that they came up with the idea is so that citizens couldn't stockpile ammunition. But that wasn't the reason I called. Two hits that are going to come to the financial markets and our economy in general is
well, stay there. I got to come back to you, Mike. Then Terry, Bev, Jim, and George, and that'll probably be it. I'll at least get to those calls. But then I've got to blitz through news in this hour because there is so much key info coming up, and I am committed to cover it. We'll be right back. Great job, crew. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, Mike, going round in Chicago. Go ahead and get to your next point, sir.
Okay, the two big hits that we're going to see towards the end of the year are going to be the option adjustable rate mortgages coming to maturity. A lot of that is going to be commercial real estate, but that's going to be another big hit to the real estate market. The Bush tax cuts from early 2003 expire at the end of the year. And lastly, knowing that the incumbents are on their way out, what do you think the chances of the American people going to the polls in a state of duress is? Because the system is absolutely terrified that people are going to kick out the incumbents. So what is your opinion on us going to the polls in a state of duress?
Well, I tell you, I have never thought that they would actually suspend elections, though we've heard rumors about it. But the way they're going to use this oil spill and the way it's going to be peaking right during hurricane season in November with that oil coming ashore in the months leading up to that, and the way they're gearing up the attack on Iran, it looks like, for right around election time. And government documents, of course, have been declassified about the October surprise and how right before elections they like to stage crises. And it looks like they're gearing up a total financial collapse for October, November. That's even in the mainstream news. A war with Iran for October, November, and that oil coming ashore in September, October, November. More and more the media is talking about forced evacuations. The scope of them is not known, but clearly those preparations are being made. So I think what you're getting at is you're saying you don't see them letting us go into the polls with the Democrats set to lose the House and Senate, and the Republicans that are getting elected are anti-establishment in almost all these races, like Rand Paul and others, and pro-government Democrats, pro-corruption Democrats, are losing their primaries as well in all these primaries. So the evidence is this is the biggest political realignment since 1776. And I'm not the only one saying that. This is a complete awakening that is just beginning right now. And I don't think World War III is going to cut it. I don't think oil spill martial law is going to get it done. I don't think a total collapse of the economy will get it done. People know who the enemy is now. They understand a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay-type scammers are running everything. But the system isn't going to give up, and they're going to go ahead with all this. So it's two speed trains, you know, going 150 miles an hour apiece, total speed 300. When they connect, it's going to be hellish. And so that's why I'm saying everybody can feel the hair on the back of their neck stand up in their spirit. You can feel it in your gut, not just in the news. This is an incredible time. This is the exact same atmosphere we had pre-World War I, pre-World War II. I mean, this is it. I don't know what to say. What's your take?
I can't add any more to it. We're aligned perfectly. And I don't see the system. They're not going to relinquish control. They've got their computerized voting in place. They could rig elections, but nobody's going to buy it.
Yeah, they planned all this. They planned for the awakening. That's what Homeland Security is. That's why in all the secret documents, they hate the citizens and are trying to take over every city. That's why they're suddenly putting troops all over the street and saying, oh, we're here to help for drunk driving. We're here to help get guns. I mean, but the troops are waking up. I mean, they planned for us to get awake and angry, but I don't think they planned for it to be this big. And they admit that, as Brzezinski said a month ago, 2 months ago. And so the battle is joined. I mean, this is history. Right now we're living, we're going to look back on this 5 years from now, and we're going to say, my God, what have I done more? What have I warned more people? What if we would have, all of us who are even patriots and awake, had realized just how real this is? Because we have a psychological weakness, myself included, that because we're informed and know what's going on and have been so informed for so long, we're almost comfortable with it. It's like somebody who's dying of cancer for a year. Generally, they're ready for it by the end. But somebody who dies in a month generally is freaking out when they die. So it's kind of like we've been waiting to die as a country, and we've been seeing it happen, those of us that are informed. So we almost at a subconscious level expect it and just want to get it over with. Well, we better get the word out now so we can survive this. Because this is, I mean, if we have a full-born collapse depression here, and 7 million starved to death in the Depression in the 30s, what's going to happen this time when people were much more moral and much more sophisticated and much more self-sufficient 70 years ago? What is going to happen now?
Absolutely. You know, if anybody actually wants to try and prove whether or not that we actually don't have a two-party system, the easiest way to look at it is how we've gotten to where we are now. If you go back and you look at the trade agreements, NAFTA, the framework agreements for NAFTA were signed by Bush 41, Bush Sr. Then Clinton came in, since Bush didn't get reelected, and signed it into law. We've been tossed by both parties over and over and over.
They are a championship relay Olympic team level skill. They pass it on perfectly, and they have fake fights, but it's incredible.
The fence is on the way to the slaughterhouse, and they just keep the cattle bouncing in between the fences, and the end result is going to be really bad for everybody. I don't even want to put it into words, but it is going to be really bad for everybody.
Sure.
We're really heading towards it, and they've got us.
Well, we just better get the word out now like our lives depend on it, folks, because, and all of you that work for the government, these corporations, you better decide right now what side you're on, because this is serious.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're here Monday through Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We kick off at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Thank you for joining us. We're now 33 minutes into hour number three. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. All right, I'm going to finish up with Terry, Bev, George, Chris, and Jeremy, but Mike was bringing up so many hardcore issues. I burned a lot of time with him, so I'm going to give each caller about a minute and a half because I've got to get to all this news. I've made a commitment to cover everything I put on my plate every day to cover it because I've done an analysis, and notice we're covering about a third. I've already covered about 70% of the news I wanted to cover today, so we are on target. We're on target to get all the information out. Then, of course, even more gets posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com after the show. First, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. They've got a special that ends tomorrow that they've been only running for a week. This is our great sponsor, the highest quality storable foods out there, a whole bunch of different great food lines. It's all made new every month. It's not 5-10-year-old crud you're buying. This stuff lasts more than 10 years. eFoodsDirect.com, free shipping if you get your order in by tomorrow evening. Free shipping until the close of business, July 14th. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com/free ship. That's eFoodsDirect.com/free ship. or give them a call, 800-409-5633, and talk to the great folks there. They can answer all your questions or send you a free brochure, 800-409-5633. And lastly, I'm going to tell you about a really great sponsor, Diamond Gusset Jeans. And we're getting rave reviews. I wear them. A lot of my crew has gotten them. Aaron Dykes loves his. They've got motorcycle jeans, shorts, regular jeans, and they're all made here in America. Everything is made here in America. They're not just sewn up and put together here in America. They are, you know, the fabric's made. Everything is done here in America. Diamond Gusset, ladies and gentlemen, gussetclothing.com. That's Gusset, G-U-S-S-E-T, gussetclothing.com, or 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Check them out today. Made in America. So exciting. They sew a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most, and you'll understand the comfort once you get a pair of diamond gusset jeans. Okay, let's race through your calls. Terry in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Glad to hear you on the radio.
Good to have you, sir. What's on your mind?
Quick question. I hadn't heard anything else anywhere on the Internet or regular TV. Why ain't anybody talking about the oil reaching the Atlantic already?
Yes, I did see last Thursday and Friday that they have now found oil in Georgia beaches and other places. They were debating whether or not that was oil from the Gulf spill, but they've now confirmed it is hitting Texas. They tried to spin that at first. It is hitting areas of the East Coast. And we know, as of about 2 weeks ago, some of it had passed through the Keys. You know, here's Florida, here's the Keys, here's Cuba, hitting some Cuban beaches and hitting some of the Keys. But so that is happening.
Yes, sir. I sent you an email about a week ago. That might have been some of the information you picked up on. I've got some proof of it. My wife was on the beach at St. Simon's Island. I was just wondering if there was any way I could get it sent to you.
You know, that's some of the most beautiful areas in America there in Georgia. I've been there. And I also, you know, I mean, like that whole area going up into the Carolinas. What a shame that that's going on. But, I mean, is it articles? Is it video? What are you trying to send me?
My wife took a couple of pictures of the sign, you know, of St. Simon's, so you'd know that's where it was. But between 5 and 15-second videos.
Okay, send them right now to showtips@infowars.com. Can you send them right now and the guys will get in there?
Okay. Yes, sir, I'll do it.
God bless you. Anything else?
No, sir, that's it.
All right, thank you. First, you don't succeed to get through to us, try again. That's why I love taking your calls. Bev in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for waking me up in April. I want to say that, just quick comment before I ask my question, Rick Sanchez, what an ignorant puppet to the advanced New World Order agenda.
Well, for those who just joined us, tell folks what you heard him say.
Well, that killing is a good thing for the new, you know, to advance. Show us the Muslims really are our enemy. Come on. You know, I stopped watching CNN because of their blatant lies a long time ago. I left a polite comment on Facebook regarding Peter Mansbridge, which is a reporter here in Canada who attended the Bilderberg. All of a sudden, my account for Facebook just disappeared.
Well, Facebook admits it does censor political speech, even stuff that doesn't violate their terms of use agreement. And the governments have all announced they want to start censoring the web more, so I'm sorry to hear that happen, Bev.
Yeah, well, they're doing it. I wanted to ask you, Alex, have you read a publication released in 1902, 1903? It truly outlines the culmination of all the current events. It's called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion.
Oh, of course I've read that. I even bought a copy once because I was in a Walmart probably 15 years ago when they were selling them there. And the providence of those is questioned. I mean, did the czars write it to demonize Zionist groups in Russia, or are they real? Whether they're real or not, everything that's in there is what government, you know, is the type of tricks government's using. But everything in there has also been used for a long time before that by other governments. But it's certainly an interesting read. But I don't really get into it a lot because the providence of it. I mean, who knows? I mean, somebody could write something and say that, you know, Obama had written it, but I need to see the proof. Somebody could write something and say, you'd written it, Bev, but I'd want to see the proof of who wrote it. But the information in it about how groups manipulate and how mafias control things, I think it's pretty informative.
It is. It is. Thank you very much, Alex, for taking my call.
All right, I appreciate your call. You know, I think all information is informative. Learning and just thinking about how governments manipulate, thinking about how governments and groups and organizations engage in propaganda. Because, you know, regardless of what's gone on in the past or is happening currently, just by researching, say, Edward Bernays and the book he wrote, Propaganda. I mean, it's incredible. And we know he wrote it. He published it. Or David Rockefeller published a book saying he wants world government, the overthrow of the U.S. I mean, you know, that is where they admit they've written it. So I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air.
You're running these week events, and why can't you pull some of your friends out there? Maybe they can do something like, I don't know, any from Monday.
I'm going to have to let you go, George. Your Skype or whatever it is just unintelligible. I heard you talk about my friends. That's about all I could get. Sorry. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
With a new case of the defector, the Iranian scientist, the nuclear physicist, and his original claim that he was kidnapped, and his wife claiming the same thing, you'd think that if the government or Justice Department were interested in human rights, that they would investigate whether he was still credible or not. But it's reminiscent of curveball. Remember who the Germans warned us was insane, and they came out and let us know after the invasion of Iraq that, yeah, we warned you at the U.S. that he was insane and incredible, but, our duplicitousness is just borne out by this letter to the Brazilian president dated May 17th that contradicts the policy of us on April 20th, saying that, yeah, we were for the deal with Brazil and Turkey to enrich Iranian fissile materials. And so, it just shows that nobody in our government really ever did want peace.
Well, it's now admitted that this guy who disappeared 14 months ago in Saudi Arabia, this Iranian nuclear physicist, showed up at a embassy and is now wanting to go back to Iran. My issue is if they grabbed a scientist and then he wouldn't lie for him, they just kill him. And so I tend to lean towards, but I have no proof of this. I mean, we don't know that they wouldn't just let him go and then have him run around and talk about how he was held incommunicado and now has just been released. I mean, they kill whoever they want. I mean, our government admittedly runs terror attacks every week inside Iran and puts out press releases about it, begging Iran to strike back. Talk about a provocation. I don't know. I mean, I find it very strange they let him go, but stranger things have happened. And maybe too many people in the government knew he'd been grabbed, so they had to let him go. Maybe he's telling the truth. I don't know. I think we'll find out more in the balance of time, the fullness of time. Thank you for the call. Jeremy in Maryland. Go ahead quickly.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How you doing?
Doing all right. How can I serve you?
Yes, sir. Well, the reason I'm calling today is I don't know if you guys have heard about the I don't know if I'm sounding right here, the Sedero mud flow that's in East Java, Indonesia. Have you guys heard about that?
No, but we'll search engine the Sedero mud flow in Indonesia. What's going on with
the
mud flow?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on here. In 2006, there was a drilling accident there, and what had happened, and they're blaming the accident on an earthquake. Approximately 1 million cubic feet of mud are being expelled every day and will continue for the next 30 years, and their government is covering it up. Thanks to Facebook and communication with people that I talked to in Indonesia, it's a lot similar to what's going on in our country right now with our oil.
Well, there have been a lot of mega industrial disasters, and a lot of times they are triggered by earthquakes, and we need to try to mitigate it and stop it from happening when we can. But at the same time, this is part of living on this planet. The planet's tough and will clean itself up, but we'll look into that mud flow. There it is. Scientists blame drilling for Indonesian mud flow, MSNBC. 2008, and that's in Associated Press. But you're saying from your research, 2 years later, this is still going on.
Yep, it's supposed to be going on for approximately 30 more years. This mud volcano is supposed to be flowing out of the ground, and it was a drilling accident that supposedly caused it.
Well, that might dovetail what's happening in the Gulf, because that sure doesn't look like any crude oil I've ever seen. Most of it coming out looks like mud. I appreciate your call. Yeah, there's another one, Los Angeles Times. Indonesia's mud volcano flows on, and that's July... That's July 10th, 2010. So 3 days ago, confirmed. Thank you, caller. That's why I love the calls. They bring up a lot of issues we haven't gotten to. Okay, I can't get to the last callers. Sorry, but we've got to be able to finish up now with the news here. Talk about an endless flow. We could just take calls for eternity. So many great listeners out there. But we'll try to get back with Eddie and Scott and others, of course, tomorrow, because I got a bunch of news I need to get to now and cover. Let me go ahead and start with this stack of news. And this is a public health warning. If I wanted to do 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day just with mainstream news admitting that cell phones are giving you brain cancer, that sodium fluoride is giving you diabetes and cancer and bone cancer and bone fractures and arthritis, I could spend many hours a day just reporting on the melamine and other toxins in our food coming in from China and food additives that get made in China and then shipped here and put in our food, or 90%+ of the vaccines and drugs being made in China and all the problems, or how they're now admitting Prozac's causing brain tumors, heart attacks. This is just the stuff, without even looking, that I ran into today. Fox News, FDA panel to review safety of diabetes drug Avandian. And it goes on to say, ahead of hearings, FDA scientists have blasted a study by drug maker GlaxoSmithKline used to defend the safety of the once high-riding diabetes drug, which fell out of favor because of potential ties to heart attacks. And then it goes into the actual studies. It's very clear. In fact, the FDI reviewer said the study actually makes the case against leaving Avandia on the market. Now, what did that ring a bell with? Hundreds of other studies over and over and over again, examples of this. And that brings us to our next story. We've read these studies on air. We've had medical doctors and toxicologists on dealing with it. Aspartame in the 60s was discovered by the Pentagon. They were working on chemical weapons for a type of E. coli bacteria, that could eat toxic chemicals and then secrete a poison. And they came up with aspartame. Cyril was then bought by Monsanto and in the late 1970s. And, of course, the CEO of that at the time was Donald Rumsfeld. And they used studies done by Searle to get approval. It had failed several times to get approval. And Reagan, in 81, put the former top scientist of Monsanto over the Food and Drug Administration, and they approved aspartame. Now, back then it was patented. The patent hadn't run out. And it was only in Coke and Pepsi, and in the little Equal and NutraSweet packages. Those were the two brand names. Two licenses were issued for companies, Coke and Pepsi, to put it out, and then there's sub-directives with Equal and NutraSweet. And they knew that, and you can go pull these up, the vast majority of the different types of monkeys, they did it in multiple groups, rhesus monkeys, green monkeys, were several of them, that they fed aspartame to when they were pregnant. They would have miscarriages, low birth weight, deformities, all sorts of problems in the rhesus monkeys. Then they would feed it to control groups, a smaller amount of aspartame in monkey milk and in the mother's milk, a larger amount, and then none in just one of the studies. And they would get brain tumors. They would die of cancer. I mean, the numbers were off the charts. You can go pull up the studies. And they used those studies to get it approved. That's how corrupt the FDA is. And so that's what they're saying here. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter if it's Gardasil. In the trials, it kills a bunch of people. They give it approved. In the 1980s, early 1980s, Prozac was causing people to commit suicide. It was toxic, causing heart attacks. They got it approved. And this is what they do over and over and over and over again. And then a decade later, they pull it off the market. But not with aspartame and others. But here's the Mail Online today. And the headline's actually a whitewash. It says, do sweeteners bring on early birth? How fizzy drinks can harm an unborn child. Talk about deception. It's not fizzy drinks that can hurt an unborn child. It's not fizzy drinks. It's not carbon dioxide, carbonated water, beverages. It is the aspartame. And they later admit research funded by the EU found a correlation between the amount of diet drink consumed and an early birth among the 60,000 women studied. Many had switched from sugary drinks to those artificial sweeteners, believing they would be healthier option. And it says aspartame carried a danger for unborn children. I mean, of course they already knew this. And you read the study, it's much worse than the article. Okay, so that's what we're talking about here. When I get up here on air and I tell you, because here's the deal. I keep saying it's in thousands. I looked it up last night. It's in over 14,000 current products sold in the United States. My children in gas stations, when we're on a road trip, beg for candy. Almost every candy, not just gum, it's sugar gum, sugar lollipops. It says aspartame on the label. My cousin was down here from Chicago, great guy, and he was chewing a brand of gum. I said, that's got aspartame. He said, no, it doesn't. I said, give me the pack. I said, aspartame. He goes, my gosh, this is a sugar gum. They found out in the last decade. I mean, I've got a 60-minute program admitting it causes brain damage, and they knew it. I mean, it's admitted. And their answer is, oh, you don't like this? We're going to put it in everything. People started getting awake in the last 15 years or so to the excitotoxin that is MSG. Just totally deadly. Their answer is they call it yeast extract now in everything you eat. When you try to avoid this stuff, they just put it in more. And I'll tell you, aspartame, all this stuff, costs more than regular sweeteners like sugar. And then, of course, why is corn syrup bad? Because half of the corn syrup out there has mercury in it. We'll be right back.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
Yeah, if you think NutraSweet is good for you, aspartame, I got a bridge I want to sell you, ladies and gentlemen.
If you leave me,
this isn't like caffeine or nicotine, folks. This is much worse.
And I won't ever take you back.
Care about your family, you better read the labels.
Girl, your memory.
Of course, their answer is
won't ever haunt me.
don't let you know what's in it. Here's an article out of Natural News. Aspartame has been renamed and is now being marketed as a natural sweetener, Amino Sweet. You can get whole scoop loads of it. Amino Sweet. Here's another one, McClatchy Newspapers, and there's a bunch of studies on this. They have a genetically engineered cross-species about to be approved, salmon. And the Purdue University study found that if you put 60 transgenetic, that's not even a clone, it's a mix of species, insect genes, fish bred in a population of 60,000 wild fish, the wild fish will become extinct within 40 generations. That's within 40 years. They have one generation a year. But in a tank, they do it faster. And it goes on to talk about the advanced hybrid. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, all the studies show that this is designed to take over the entire biosphere, to have a corporate monopoly on all life forms. But I am basically out of time on that subject. There was another big study out. Pharmacists give themselves cancer from dispensing toxic chemotherapy chemicals. All they are is basically pesticides that cost a few dollars, but they sell them for thousands of dollars per treatment. And just being around it and getting a drop of it on your finger cumulatively gives you cancer. Why pharmacists are dying of cancer, so enjoy yourselves there. Then a big article, Depopulation Fanatics, Eugenicsists Launch Objective Global Population Study. That's from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with Steve Watson. Now, this subject I'm going to talk more about in days to come. We're going to get some guests on concerning it. But every week or so, I see a new county, a new city. Here's one out of Cleveland, Ohio, in the county of, how do you pronounce this, guys? Ashtabula? People in Ohio are going to go, get it right, you moron. Ashtabula County, Ashtabula County, judge tells residents to arm themselves. They're cutting the deputies from 112 to 49 deputies and saying almost all the deputies will be used for the prison and for revenue generation. There'll be one deputy per shift to respond to crime. So you pay for 49 deputies and you get three a day because there's one per shift or three shifts a day. And he's being honest and saying buy guns. Now, this isn't just some county in Ohio doing this. Here is NBC. Suffer these criminals in Oakland. Don't call the cops. And it says layoffs effective at midnight, barring last-minute deals. So they hold you hostage. They say, we're not going to be able to respond to crime if we don't raise your taxes. But all the money's going to the bankers. Oakland police chief is making some dire claims about his force and will not respond to if planned layoffs happened. And he says that many types of crimes, like vehicle collision, grand theft, burglary, identity theft, and vandalism, they will not respond. So the government's going to hold you hostage. And this is how globalism works. Almost all the taxes will go to the bankers. They'll use that to shut off the economy. Then they'll say, we'll raise taxes or we won't fill the potholes. We won't get emergency vehicles. The fire department won't respond. This is how you're held hostage. This is the New World Order. This is austerity. This is globalization. This is what they've done all over the world. Coming up on the streams at Infowars.com and, of course, on the satellites and here on the radio show, I'm going to cover the economy. And I'm also going to get into the latest police state and military developments coming up here after this quick break. I briefly wanted to encourage listeners, remember we have the online video bookstore with all the T-shirts, the films, the materials. America and the world is ready to be awakened. We have the films that will do it. We have the films that give people the facts and massively discounting. You get Endgame free at Infowars.com. Obama Deception, massively discounted. The Secret of Oz, right now available. With real solutions to beat these bankers. Don't tread on me. Rise of the Republic and take the states and county sheriffs back. It's all available at Infowars.com. God bless everybody out there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.